Hi everyone, welcome back to Daily Manna, where we're learning to feed on the Word of God chapter by chapter. My name is Pablo, and today we're here for Revelation chapter 19. And I'd like to get right into it. Today, I have one phrase for you in this podcast. You ready? His wife has made herself ready. I'm going to say it again. His wife has made herself ready. Okay? So I'm going to explain why that's my phrase for today. And that phrase comes out of verse 7. So now I'll read the whole verse. Revelation 19:7. Let us rejoice and exult, and let us give the glory to him. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. Okay, so this is the verse for today. There's a lot in this chapter. The War of Armageddon is in the second half, but for time's sake, let's just enjoy this verse. So we have a wedding feast. We have a marriage here in this chapter, and it's of the Lamb and of his wife. I hope you're happy. There's a wedding. Weddings are joyous, happy occasions, and especially this is the wedding. This is the greatest maybe event in the whole history of the universe. The culmination, the pinnacle of the whole Bible is this moment, okay? And who is standing at the end of the aisle? Who is the groom, the husband, the Lamb? Our dear Lord Jesus Christ finally is getting his bride. And yes, he's the Lamb who redeemed us. And that's what we know him mostly for redeeming us, for dying for us. If you ask anyone, what did Jesus do? He died for us to redeem us. That's true. But what was the goal of redeeming us? I'd like to tell you today, taking away our sin wasn't his goal. His goal is to marry us, is to have a bride for himself. Wow. Do you realize this? This might be a new concept, a foreign concept. It's definitely not religious, but I'm just going to tell you, Christ needs a wedding and he's waiting for his bride. So that's who's standing at the end of the aisle, waiting for his bride. And who's walking down the aisle? Who's the wife? Who's the bride? Well, that's you and me. That's us. We are the Lord's bride. We are his wife. And I'm going to read to you a verse from Isaiah. Isaiah 54:5. It says, for your maker is your husband. One more time. For your maker is your husband. You have a husband. You are a wife and you're going to get married. And now to the last phrase. Okay, so we have both parties. We have the Lamb, the bridegroom, and we have the wife, you and I. This is the whole Bible. And this phrase, she has made herself ready. And I like to just dwell on this for a couple minutes. What does it mean that she has made herself ready? Well, let's consider a wedding. You know, if you've been to a wedding, who's the most beautiful looking person at the wedding? Who's the best dressed? It's the bride. It's the wife. It's her day. You know, anyways, it takes a long time for her to get ready. I've been to weddings where the guy gets dress quickly. He's ready fast. But the bride, oh man, the process begins even before that day. Just choosing the dress. You have to get a hairstylist. You have to get maybe a makeup artist. And the day of, oh my goodness, they wake up early to get ready. And this whole process of being ready is long. And this is maybe the day they'll be the most beautiful in their whole life. Okay. We need to be in this process. You and I need to make ourselves ready for our wedding feast to marry our dear Lord Jesus. And, you know, it's not overnight. It takes a while, just like a bride. She takes a while to get ready. Well, to marry God, to be God's match and be ready for him, it takes our whole life. And we need to live in a way where we're getting ready for this day. I just like to read to you one verse from Matthew 25, because it also has this same concept of getting ready. In Matthew 25, the Lord is giving us this parable of 10 virgins, 5 who are foolish and 5 who are prudent, and they're all 10 of them are going to a wedding feast, just like here. It's actually the same wedding. They're going to the same wedding. It's just another angle of the same thing, okay? But only 5 of these are ready, of these 10 virgins. And those who are ready, I'll read to you verse 10, Matthew 25, 10. Those who were ready went in with him to the wedding feast. So there's the implication here that in our lives as Christians, during our time on this earth, we need to make ourselves ready to marry our dear Lord Jesus. He's not going to marry just any bride. He's not going to marry just some ugly looking, you know, dressed in rags bride. She has to be beautiful. You know, you read Ephesians 5. She has no spot, no wrinkle. She's glorious. She's beautiful. You should read those verses in Ephesians 5, 24, 25, 26, 27. She needs to get ready. How do we get ready? I'd just like to give you one way today. And I hope you take this and it just penetrates us. One way to get ready, it's in Ephesians 5, is by the washing of the water in the Word. The Word has a function that it can wash us. It can even beautify us. The Word is living, it's operative, and every time we come to God's Word prayerfully and we take it in prayer, the Word does something in our being that it beautifies us, it washes us. So anyways, I just give you that practical takeaway, especially now in this moment in our life in college, for us young college students, the way to be ready and to be His bride is to be in the washing of the water in the Word. So I hope we can live a life of making ourselves ready for our dear Lord Jesus to marry Him when He comes back. Okay, keep enjoying the Bible and we'll see you next time.